Halloween is just around the corner. That means, as I'm sure you have noticed, every supermarket, convenience store, and gas station across the country is stacked sky high with candy. Candy, as we all know, is laden with sugar. Sugar is sweet and delicious, but it also could be very bad for you. However, Samira Kawash wants to throw out conventional wisdom. She says candy has gotten a bad rap. She is Professor Emerita at Rutgers University, founder of the popular blog The Candy Professor, and she's got a new book out called Candy, A Century of Panic and Pleasure. She joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be here.
So candy, not as bad for us as we think?
Well, I think if we look around the supermarket, we see all kinds of foods that are quite similar to candy, with very high sugar contents, with all kinds of artificial colorings and flavorings, encouraging us to associate eating purely with pleasure. To me, this is very much what candy is. But candy is the one that says, hey, this is a treat. This isn't really food. Candy never says, you know, it's fiber, it's vitamins, it's all natural, it's good for you. Candy is honest and says, this is a treat. Look at it as a treat. Enjoy it as a treat.
How did this become a crusade for you?
It seems to me there was a very strong, ambivalent love-hate relationship around candy that was very peculiar to American culture. And as I dug back into history, discovered that as soon as candy became widely available, there were very loud condemnations about its dangers, that it was poison, that it was filled with all kinds of toxic waste and chemicals, that it might cause all kinds of moral and physiological disease. And
really?
Yes.
Wow.
The temperance movement associated candy very strongly with alcohol, and there was a widely embraced notion that candy turned into alcohol inside your stomach. Oh. So this could be good, because that meant you could eat candy instead of drinking, so candy could be a good substitute for liquor. Or this could be bad, because it might mean that all those little kids sucking on their lollipops were really boozing it up. Yes. So, you know, we don't think these things anymore, but they're in our ambivalence around candy and in this highly charged sort of love-hate idea about how dangerous it might really be under that superficial pleasure. I think we can hear the echoes of this historical anxiety and these worries. And my book is about uncovering that history and showing how America's relationship with candy has always been dual, both pleasure and panic.
Favorite candy?
Well, at Halloween time, I eat a lot of candy corn, and it's like a once-a-year thing. I just discovered candy corn plus peanuts. Oh, my gosh. It's like the inside of a Snickers bar. It's so yummy. I can't believe it. You have to take that bowl away from me, because I'll just keep eating it.
Samira Kawash is the author of a new book called Candy, A Century of Panic and Pleasure. Samira, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Happy trick-or-treating.